Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. I hope you're having a great week. Got a chance to get out there, do something kind of cool and fun and creative. It's always important to do creative things during the week to keep that creativity fuel tank full. This week, I've kind of had an interesting experience. I've been going through something myself from a creativity standpoint that I've never done before. And then I've also been answering basically the same question for a number of different people. The question has been different from those different people, but the end result of their response is the same, which is basically that it's too technical for them to understand. So I've been answering some printing questions for people. I've been answering some Photoshop questions for some different people. And when it comes down to the end result is they get the help, but then they keep saying over and over again while we're discussing what to do or how to do it, that it's just too technical. And it's got me really thinking because at the same time, I have for several years wanted to learn to play the guitar. This Christmas, my partner Lori got me a chance to get a guitar at the local guitar store. So I got to go down and pick out a guitar, and I've been slowly, and I mean slowly, learning the guitar. So I'm learning how to play some different chords, learning how to switch between the chords. And every day I practice about 10 minutes, 15 minutes in the morning and 10 to 15 minutes at night. And I'm just getting the muscle memory down. And so I don't have any really great songs yet. Basically what I have is a series of chords and strums that I'm practicing. And to me, the things I actually want to play with a guitar seem very technical. They seem like they're going to be impossible when I actually look at how to actually play them and actually how to do them. They look so far off in the distance that it's not possible for me to actually be able to play them. And I know with enough practice and enough time and enough patience, I'll be able to get there. And that's the thing I was realizing with these people who are responding to some of these printing and Photoshop and Lightroom questions and photography questions, is that there's an interesting out that we give ourselves when we think of something as too technical to understand or that we can't ever understand it. And because of my experience with the guitar, I've been starting to think about why is that and how do we overcome that? Because I think that is a barrier that we use to our own creative practice and our own photography is it's just something we're not going to be able to do. It's something other people know how to do because they're innately gifted to that process. And I've been thinking a lot about how do we get over this problem of how what to do when there's something that we don't understand. And I think one of the first things we have to do is we have to decide first and foremost, is this of importance? Is this something that's important to my creative practice? Is this something for my photography that is important that I need to know? Because when you look at some of the things that photographers do, that they do well, oftentimes it's pretty complicated. When you think about some of the lighting setups people use in a studio, if you think about the compositional elements people use, people who are creating amazing photographs do certain things that to other people may seem incredibly challenging and incredibly difficult, but there was an importance factor to learning that skill set. It was something that they thought was important that they needed to understand to make their photography better. And I think one of the things we do is when we have something that's a new skill to us, we haven't yet deemed if it's important. We haven't tried to figure out if it's something we actually are going to need or not. And because of that, we put up a barrier so that we have a defense mechanism. We have a way of not needing to know it so that we still feel good about ourselves, still good about our creative practice. Because if it is important and we can't do it, then we put up that barrier to say that it's just something that other people can do. If we decide that it's not important, it becomes really easy to walk away from. So I think one of the first things you have to do is when you're looking at a skill set is deciding if it's important. So in the case of printing, if printing is actually going to be important to your photography, then it is a skill set that is important. If you're never going to print anything, and this is a one-off thing that you're doing for a family, a friend, or maybe you got a one-time print you need to make, then you could outsource that and give that to somebody who loves printing and not have to worry about it at all. So deciding that importance, I think, is a really significant thing. The second step is I think you have to decide if it's necessary. So when I'm learning to play the guitar, there are chords that I need to learn because they are necessary for me to be able to play a song later down the road. And being able to quickly change and quickly be able to do the different chords is something that is necessary for me to be successful in playing the guitar. Photography is very much the same thing. There are certain skill sets to have that are necessary. So like I said, if you're going to print and you're going to be a good printer, you have to learn about color space. You have to learn about profiles. You have to learn about how you actually go about making a print. What are some of the output adjustment settings? How do you correct for certain things specific to the print? Those are all incredibly important skills if printing is important. And just like with a guitar, you don't have to learn everything all at once. You can take smaller steps, and we'll talk about that here in just a second. But in that terms of if it's necessary and it's something you're going to need to know you need to stick with it. And you can't just say it's something you don't understand because you've now established that it's important and necessary for you to know. The third thing is, and I think this is one of the most critical, how do you actually learn a new skill set? So for some people, they learn by listening. They're auditory listeners. Some people learn by reading. Some people learn by seeing. Some people learn by doing. Those are called kinesthetic learners. Understanding your learning style is incredibly important to you being successful in any task you undertake. So if you're a person who learns by listening, something like a podcast or something like an audio lecture or listening to somebody speak at a conference or a book on tape would probably be more effective than you reading. But if you're a person who learns by reading and by looking in books and making notes in books, and you don't learn when somebody talks, then that would be an important skill set to identify that for you, listening to somebody is probably not the most effective way. For a lot of people, they're usually a blended method. You hear people say a lot of times, like, I need to see something done, and then I have to do it myself for it to sink in. That's because they visually learn, and then they're kinesthetically, they reinforce the skill set. So I think when people say things are too technical to understand, it's because they haven't identified the way they learn and how they process and absorb information so that they can be effective at it. This is one of the areas where I think if you really start to think back about how you learned your photography, how you learned any of the processing skills you have, how you learned and what you enjoyed in school of any kind, it'll be easy for you to identify what your learning style is, and then you can start to shape and mold that experience. It's one of the things I've started to do recently in my one-on-one practice when I'm working with photographers is I try to identify with them up front what's the best way they learn. And if they learn by doing, what that means is I'll give over control of the computer to them, and I'll basically just give instructions so they can click on things and do whatever they need to do, because that way they learn the skill set, they learn the process, and it's no longer too technical for them to understand because they're now able to do it in a way that corresponds to the way they learn. The fourth thing is baby steps. Like I said earlier, small steps are the key here. When I'm working with somebody printing, one of the things I try to do is pace out the information so that they are able to absorb information over several weeks or several printing sessions. Because by the time you add in rendering intents, black point compensation, ICC profiles, customized profiles, output adjustments, output sharpening, all the different skills that are necessary to get a really good print, it can be overwhelming. It is literally too much information. If you pick up a digital camera for the first time and you open up the menus in the back and start looking through the menus in the back and decide, I'm going to learn my camera today, there's an overwhelming set of features in any new camera. So the small steps, breaking things down into small consumable chunks that you can still identify as important, still identify if they're necessary or not, use the appropriate learning skill, but take the small steps so you can actually acquire the skill much more quickly than getting overwhelmed by the various amount of information. Going back to my guitar, learning 5 or 6 basic chords over several weeks to where I can really effectively play those chords is not the most exciting use of my time. I would much rather be able to play a song. I'd much rather be able to play something I can recognize as a song. But learning those chords, I know, is baby steps to ultimately attaining the goal that I want. And I think that's the thing to keep your eye on, is that as adults, sometimes what we end up doing is we try to want to be at the finish line before we've run the race. So in our creative practice, we think, oh, I can't do that. It's too technical, because it is a lot of information. And we expect that we need to know that right away, rather than realizing that it takes years sometimes to master a set of skills, or it takes weeks or months or however long it takes. And I think part of that goes back to the next step, which is identifying the fear behind that response. It's too technical and I don't understand. I think is a lot of times that response is more fear-based than it is anything else. The fear of looking stupid, the fear of being around somebody and they already know it and you don't, so you're worried about looking, like I said, dumb or inferior as an artist. And the reality is you can create a lot of amazing work, whether it's sketching, painting, photography, without actually understanding the rationale, the roots, and the reasons behind why a lot of those things work. But if there's a specific skill set that you're looking for, you do need to learn some of those things. And I think you have to learn to let go of that fear, just like you have to let go of that fear when you're creating amazing photographs so that you can put your own emotional story, your own emotional feelings into those photographs so they become important on some level. We have to learn on the skill sets we want to learn that we have to give up the fear of how we might be perceived by others. Because if you're working with somebody and you're trying to learn a new skill set and they're sharing how to learn that skill set, their expectation is not that you already know this. That's why you're talking to them. That's why you're seeking out help. And what you have to do is get rid of anybody who's not supportive of that. If somebody's condescending and rude when you're trying to ask for questions, they need to go. They can't be around your creative practice. They can't be around your creative life because it's already a challenge to admit you don't know something. There's already fear of looking a certain way. And if you don't allow yourself to have the space to actually experience the growth that comes from that because you're being oppressed by somebody else's statements, those people should go. That will help deal with the fear, is finding a group of people you can trust to help you move your creative practice forward. And finally, the last thing I think you need to do is you need to celebrate your successes. One of the things that I realized when I'm working with people, particularly around some of the more technical skills that people don't do all the time, which is, like I said, printing, when they get a great print on the wall, taking the time to acknowledge what an amazing photograph it is, first of all, and then what an amazing job it was to get it printed as well as they did. Those are huge steps for people. Those are huge steps in building confidence so that you can return back to the well over and over again. So rewarding yourself with a small celebration of the success you made. So if you're looking at a certain skill set that has a lot of steps. So like, for example, if we go back to the printing one, printing has a final, there's a lot of information there. And let's say like you make a print and you finally don't have to look up the difference between perceptual and relative rendering intents, or you're working in the analog darkroom and for the first time, you don't have to look up the drop count for a platinum print because you actually remember the drop count. All of those small successes are huge things that you don't have to acknowledge, but you should, because those are steps forward for you really learning and attaining the skills you need. So I hope when you start to think about your own creative practice, your own work, when you're coming across something new and something that's challenging for you, that you don't immediately fall back into, it's too technical and I don't understand. That's like making an apology for something you don't need to apologize for. There's things everybody is learning. There's things everybody's growing with every single day. And so I think if you can remember to decide, first of all, is it important and necessary? And if it's not, don't worry about it at all. But if it is, then how do you learn? What are those baby steps you can take to be successful? Let go of any of that fear and then finally celebrate those successes. I think you'll find that it's a huge help in you learning some of the more complicated things within your creative practice. I hope you have a great week behind the camera and that you get to spend time with loved ones and celebrate great things in your life with friends and family. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes. You can find us on the Google Play Store or any place podcasts are sold. And I will see you next time.